The music world lost one of its most unique performers this week with the passing of New Orleans legendary pianist Dr. John. Born Mac Rebeneck, he made records for more than 60 years. He died Thursday after suffering a heart attack. He was 77.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail.
Joining us now on the WBGO Journal is someone who knew Mac well. That would be our WBGO host and Blues Hall of Fame producer, Bob Porter. Bob, the passing of Dr. John, your initial reaction to what he has meant to the music?
Well, it's a sad day simply because he was a great contributor in a number of different ways. Apart from his piano playing ability, songwriting ability, and unusual singing voice, shall we say, he was just an all-time character. You know, I mean, he was so unique. The kind of Creole patois that he used in his language was something so unique to him that, you know, nobody like him.
He hung out a lot at the Dew Drop Inn, which was a popular black nightclub when he was just a teenager, right?
Well, he got into music as a kid, but he heard it on the radio and in his father's. His father used to repair jukeboxes. And among the things that he did was he got a chance to hear all the black music in the jukeboxes that were in the black nightclubs. So he grew up with the music, let's put it that way. He was originally a guitar player.
What was your favorite tune that you just, when you say, yeah, that's Dr. John?
Well, I always start our Mardi Gras shows on Saturday morning function with his tune, Mardi Gras Day.
Big bass drum led to big parade.
All on a Mardi Gras Day.
The big bass drum led to big parade.
All on a Mardi Gras Day.
It just is so evocative of that particular time. But look, he's not a guy that you can say there's only one tune, because what are you going to say? Walk on Gilded Splinters, right place, wrong time? I mean, he was a force for a long period of time. And he was absolutely devoted to his hometown. I first met him in 1982 when I was recording Room Full of Blues. And Big Joe Turner. Doc Pomus brought him to the date to play on a song called I Want a Little Girl. And we hit it off, and then shortly thereafter I signed Hank Crawford to Milestone. And at that particular time, we're trying to choose a band for Hank's first recording session. He says, I want Dr. John. Now, what was interesting here is that Hank Crawford was no bebopper. Hank Crawford did not like pianists who altered the changes and made up their own variations on the original harmonies. Dr. John never did that. He was a New Orleans guy, and he hewed to the pianistic traditions that came out of New Orleans. That is to say, everything that goes back to Jelly Roll Morton and before, all the way up through James Booker, and Mac himself. James Booker was a mentor to Mac. Booker taught him how to play organ.
Can you give us a moment that you two shared that either made you laugh or really touched you?
Linda tells the story about how it's an early morning flight out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sitting there falling asleep. You know, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. And he walks up to me and says, is that you, Bob Porter? Woke me up, and I'm looking up, and there he is, you know. We would run into each other time after time. Linda was a big fan as well as I, so we would go out to see him whenever we could. And he used to have a hell of a band, man, with Herman Ernst on drums and, just a great, great band in the 80s and 90s, even into the aughts. You know, he made up these words. You know, he used to say, destitively Bonnaroo. Now, what the hell does that mean? Somebody took Bonnaroo and made it the name of a music festival down in Tennessee. And he always jokes about these things that there was a guy named Coco Robichaud, a New Orleans guy. And Coco Robichaud was not his real name, but Coco Robichaud was the name of a character in a Dr. John song. So people listened to the craziness that he did, you know, in the old days when, you know, he was a bad, bad junkie for a long, long time. And he used to wrap himself in feathers and all kinds of crazy outfits and costumes, you know, back in the 60s, early 70s. And he lost all that stuff in a fire. And I said to him, I said, oh, my God, that must have, you know, really screwed up your act. Were you insured? And he says, yeah, but I took the insurance money and blew it on heroin. He was a bad junkie. Cleaned up in the late 80s. And I think the last 30 years of his life, he was reasonably straight, shall we say.
Bob Porter, thanks so much for spending some time with us today on the life of your buddy, Dr. John.
Yeah, great guy. Sorry to see him go.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they're just lazy. Je suis a grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with a cane.